So this is a very dangerous chabura. I warn you in advance. Very dangerous. We talk about knives over here. Can you keep, should you keep, is it permitted to keep a knife on the table when you bench? When you bench, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Why would you not be allowed to keep a knife on the table when you bench? Says Shulchan Aruch, Nohagim, we have the minog, and this is based on the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim. Nohagim, we have the minog, l'chaso sasakin, to cover the knife, b'shas birchas hamazon, during benching. V'nohagu, and the minog is, shelo l'chaso, so not to cover it, b'shabbos over yomtiv, on Shabbos and yomtiv. Why? No?
Which knife are you talking? The
Colonnade? Not a clue. No. Not a clue. Not a clue. From Shulchan Aruch, you don't have a clue. I mean, maybe that would be one of our nafkaminas. All it says is, Nagu l'chaso sasakin. So my question to you is, why? Why must you cover or remove a knife during benching? Anyone?
Rabbi killed the other rabbi.
Rabbi killed another rabbi. That was on Purim. So Purim, I hear you. Okay, maybe Purim. A lot of things. You know, that's my favorite announcement. My favorite email that my wife and I get from Yeshiva Katana every year, a day or two before Purim, in honor, right before their party. Please don't bring guns or any popping toys to yeshiva. You know, literally an email comes out because, you know, those guns with the shoot off. So anyway, so don't bring any guns to yeshiva. So yeah, don't bring any knives on Purim. Also, I hear that. Fine. But what about on a regular benching, your Tuesday morning bagel? No, you can eat right over here. Do you have to remove the knives from the table? So no one is giving me any reasons why. No?
Well, that's where you're sitting.
Well, you see, they said, is that the fear? Is that really the fear? Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Beis Yosef, which is quoting others, explaining this Rokeach. Two reasons. Follow me here, this is the whole Chabura. Just two reasons. Reason number one is that the Barzel iron mekatzer yemeya adam shortens the life of a person. Why? Because what do you do with iron? You make guns and swords and weapons, yeah. The eno din she'emunach al shulchan. It's not appropriate that you should have an iron knife on the table. Shedoma l'mizbeach, because your table is comparable, is akin to the mizbeach. Shemarich yimei adam. The point of the mizbeach is to lengthen our lives by bringing karbanos to atone for our horrible sins that would otherwise shorten our lives. Dal kekein ksiv, it says, lo sanif alehem barzel. You're not allowed to have iron on the mizbeach. V'al kein, and therefore, achar shegemar achila, so after you finish your eating, v'rotzu levarich berchas hamazon, and you want to bench, mechase hasakin. You must cover the knife. You with me? Reason number one is because iron was not allowed to be on the mizbeach. Your table is like a mizbeach, and therefore, during benching, you shouldn't keep a knife or cover the knife on the table. Come back in 2 minutes. 1 second. Reason number one.
So
yeah.
There are other brachos that you have, that you make with the knife visible.
Good question.
So like,
good question.
You're making a mozi with
the knife. Good question.
You're shechting with the knife.
Good question. Reason number one.
Okay.
Maybe you'll like reason number two better. Although if we had to vote which reasons you're going to like better, I feel like you're going to like this first reason better than the second one. Yeah.
Isn't there also a thing about when you make kiddush to cover the knife?
Excellent. So there's a concept of covering the bread when you make kiddush, so the bread doesn't get insulted that you're making kiddush first. And you're right, this is actually the last line of this halacha addresses that issue.
No, but it's also, I've seen that they cover the knife also when they...
Interesting. Interesting. I've never heard that. I don't know. I wonder if that's connected to this. I wonder. I'm not sure. You'll tell me if the end, maybe that will be relevant to these two reasons. We'll factor it in a few minutes. It's a good point.
A lot of knives are not really weaponized.
Okay, you guys all want to jump. You have to hear the second reason first before you start clearing the difference between the first reason and the second reason. All of you are saying excellent points. What's reason number two? Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Beis Yosef. Just we don't have a Torah in this Beis Medrash. Anyone who wants to donate, we could use a good, nice set of Torah. It's only like $500 to get a nice, good Torah in here. Okay. V'tam Sheni, the second reason is B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, L'fi Shapam Echad. One time, story happened. He Higia Echad V'Birchas Bonei Rishalayim. A man reached Bonei Rishalayim. He was benching. V'Nizker, and he remembered, Oy, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Churban Abayis. He grabbed the knife in front of him, v'toka sakin bevitno, and stabbed himself, and committed suicide or whatever, killed himself. Huh? I don't know that is.
He said Japanese killed themselves.
Oh, I don't know. Is that what? Okay, Valkain. So hopefully we don't do that. Valkain, nagu was salko b'shas bracha. Therefore, they made a rule: the knife must be off the table during benching, or during this part, or during b'shas bracha, time of bracha.
One guy in the history of the world did it.
One guy in the history of the world.
One unstable guy at his table
for you. No, I told you you're going to like the first reason better.
We got to go with number one.
Okay, you're going with number one. So which reason is the main reason? I already let the cat out of the bag, because I said the Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons. So Mishnah Berurah, we have to go back in time, 200-300 years before the Mishnah Berurah. Some choose the Taz, brings down both reasons, which is probably why the Mishnah Berurah quotes both. The Magen Avraham, though, only cites the first reason, which you seem to like better about the Mizbeach, although we have a lot of questions about that, which we'll have to deal with. And so does the Vilna Gaon, only bring down the first reason about the Mizbeach. But now the question is, okay, you have a lot of questions. When does this apply? Who does this apply for? How do you do this? So I think you could ask 7 or 8 questions, and we could try to fit them in, and it's not going to fit as neat as you'd like to into the different reasons. I'll throw out the questions. You'll tell me which one you think it fits better with. In other words, which reason does this make more sense? What about the fact that Shulchan Aruch said, V'noagu, we have the minog, shelo l'chasoso, not to cover it, b'shabbos v'yontif. How does that fit? If the shulchan is like a mizbeach, and a mizbeach is not supposed to have iron on it, okay, so Shabbos, does it apply or not? Maybe the table's covered in Shabbos. It's not actually the table. Can you put your feet on the table? No, because it's still the table. No?
Well, they say even weekdays you're not really supposed to put your feet on
the correct, table. Correct. But I'm saying, but even if it's covered, I'm saying you're not supposed to put your feet on it. It's still the table. So, no, does the iron business still apply on Shabbos and Yontif? Presumably, it should still apply on Shabbos and Yontif if you hold the reason is because of Barzel. You're not supposed to put iron on the Mizbeach. So a table is a Mizbeach, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's not Shabbos. So maybe on Shabbos also, no knives on the table by benching. But if you say the other reason, what was the other reason? Maybe it's going to come to kill yourself. So I don't know. Is the Kedusha of Shabbos, you're a lot more calmer. I could see people being a little bit more frenetic, you know, frantic or crazy on a Tuesday morning. You got to run to breakfast to work. You're getting emails back and forth. Shabbos morning, hopefully before you grab a knife, did Chas Shalom stab a person, stab himself? Hopefully he'll think and realize it's Shabbos afternoon. You know, I might as well, I want to still take my shluff before I, you know, do anything dangerous over here. So the point is maybe there's room to say a person on Shabbos in Yontif, for that second reason, will be a little bit calmer. Regardless, you could say, even if I'm going back and forth, and I'll show you why Viskabur is crazy, because you're not going to get any good answers. What about according to the first reason, if it's really compared to Mizbeach, well, when were you not allowed to use iron on a Mizbeach? Bingo.
And you don't do that on Shabbos
and Yontif. So maybe that explains why Shulchan Aruch says, even according to both reasons, it sounds like, you're allowed to put the knife on the table and keep it uncovered on Shabbos and Yontif, because you're not going to come to kill yourself because of Shabbos. You'll be in a better state of mind. Number two, or our first reason about, maybe it's like a Mizbeach. Okay, fine, but the Mizbeach, you don't build a Mizbeach on on Shabbos. So therefore, there's no issue at all, says Shulchan Aruch, finagu shelo lechaso b'Shabbos v'yomtiv. You can keep it uncovered on Shabbos and yomtiv. And again, I'm only 39 and a half now, almost. I don't have to know Kabbalah yet, but the idea is that there is Kabbalistic reasons, specifically, which quoted a little bit in Mishari Tshuva. I don't really understand all the depth of it, but it's, I'll read you the one-liner. Avisha Shabbos v'yomtiv remez l'olam haba shebaoso zman at that time mituk hachitzonim. If you explain to that, anyone over 40 over here, mituk hachitzonim, that the outer demon, outer people will be sweetened on Shabbos ubila mavas l'netzach ad kan l'shono. Fine. So if there's some Kabbalistic reason that you should keep your knives uncovered specifically on Shabbos and yomtiv, I don't understand that Kabbalistic reason. But from a practical perspective, there wouldn't be any isser to keep it. Okay, what about number, yeah?
Is there, maybe because you're going to end up sharpening the knives?
Interestingly, you're very halachic, but it's very halachic. I didn't see any, very halachic reason. I don't know. I didn't see anyone say that, but it makes sense. I guess that's a gzera. Maybe it's just a practical thing to sharpen their knives. I hear you. It makes a lot of sense. That means I didn't see anyone say that, though. That doesn't mean it's wrong, it's just I didn't see anyone. Interesting. That would be a very practical reason. No, but maybe lest you come to do it. No, but lest you come to do a gzera. Like, that's why you're not allowed to play music on Shabbos or Yontif, because lest you come to making a musical instrument. Right. So maybe you're not allowed to have knives because you just come to sharpen it. Yeah, and they all must have had sharpeners in those days. It must have been a staple in their house to have some type of, yeah, you know, sharpener. Right, a stone. They must have had a stone, yeah.
Have knives, just not during benching.
Not during benching. Oh, yeah, you can have knives. Well, that's part of the problem. Well, the reason, wait, sorry, you had something to add, sorry.
Oh, I mean, anything you use could need an adjustment on Shabbos to make.
Correct. Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, yeah,
okay. Right. Where do you draw? I don't know. Reason number two. But what about nafkamina number two? Plastic. Can you keep a plastic knife on the table?
Well, you're definitely not going to kill yourself.
Well, I don't know.
Well, most plastic.
I don't know. What about the sharp plastic? What about you have another fancy? Someone give me another fancy material which is not iron that you made make your utensils out of. I don't know.
Silver.
Silver. Perfect. Silver. Silver knife. Silver knife. New? Yes or no? According to the reason of iron on the table, because it's like a mizbeach, keep silver for today till tomorrow on the table. Beautiful. But if the reason is you're going to kill yourself with the knife, a silver knife, I'm assuming just as dangerous as even a plastic knife. You know, you could cut your wrist, chas v'shalom. I don't know what people could do with plastic knives. I don't know. In prison, do they let you have plastic knives? Yes or no? Anyone here been to prison? I don't know. No? I don't know. No? I would imagine that. I would imagine if I was... Yeah, I hope in a prison they don't give out those sharp plastic knives. I hope so. You know, hopefully they have, like, you know, the flimsy plastic. I don't know how they cut with it. I'm not sure. You know, see prison getting out of hand over there with everyone running around with sharp plastic knives. I'm not sure. But maybe that's a nafkamina number, not nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three is how much of the knife needs to be covered, right? We said you could just cover the knife. If you say the whole idea is iron shouldn't be on the table, so then, I don't know, which way do you play it both ways? If it's iron on the table, but I don't know, if the handle is not iron, then you only need a cover.
Covering it makes a difference.
Oh, right, exactly. Right, Ruben said, let's say you put the sharp part in the thing, and then the handle is on the outside. So according to the reason of iron, I think you're fine. Because usually the handle is made out of some other material, wood or whatever it is. Yeah, but if you say the reason is lest you come to grab it and kill yourself, chas v'shalom, so then if you see the end of the knife, you're just as likely to grab it out and anything. Unclear. It's unclear. Reason that's that nafkamina number three. What about nafkamina number four? Is who says covering is enough? So I don't know which way it plays.
I was just going to ask that.
So if you say that iron on the table, I don't know, does covering get rid of that problem? I don't know. But which way?
And it's still on the table. And it's still on the
table. So that's what I'm sure. If you say iron on the table, but if you cover it on the table, does that still degrading to the mizbeach that you're covering the iron? I'm not sure. But what about according to the reason you're going to kill yourself? If it's covered, well, you know about it, but you're not going to see it. So there's no mean. Maybe there's going to be no impulse to just grab it and uncover it. I don't know. Afternoon number four. I tell you, I got seven of these. Number five is what you all started jumping on me right away. Why is a knife any different than a fork? We're not suggesting anyone try this at home, but it's probably likely that you could kill yourself with a fork almost as easily as a knife, chas v'shalom. A person wants to do dangerous stuff and stab himself. It could cause himself a lot of damage if he has a sharp fork or any other, any of the salad sticks or whatever, the salad serving things on the table. Do you have to be makbid about that or only of that? So we're going to the reason of iron. I don't know, or they aren't, but do you have to get rid of everything? I'm not sure. So maybe if it's iron, you have to get rid of everything. But if it's only going to kill yourself, maybe a fork is less likely that you're going to kill yourself with than a knife, because a fork, you'd have to work a little bit harder to stab yourself. I don't know, but these...
Or a spoon.
Or a spoon. A spoon. One half minute would be a perfect. Take a spoon. It's unlikely you could kill yourself with a spoon.
What difference iron or any other material makes a difference? Because in the time of the Gemara when they did this, all they had was iron.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Correct. If it's... according to the second is of killing yourself, yeah. But according to the kind of Sinif Alehem Barzel, the Pasuk says, according to that, it's only iron. You're allowed to build a Mizbeach with silver. I don't know. They use silver? Can a silver utensil? And how do they cut it? We have the Shamir worm they used. Yeah. They must have used some silver or gold object if they weren't allowed to use iron to cut or to do something. Chvesnisht. I don't know. Reason number six. What about, this is a perfect table, yeah? A long table. 120, what is it, inches or whatever it is. Yeah, the table. And there's a knife down there. And I'm sitting over here. Mutar or asur to keep on the table by benching. According to the first reason of iron on the table, asur. Because the table is a table is a table. It's one big table. According to the reason, last time I'm going to have an impulse to grab the knife, if I have to get up and walk all the way down there, it's not worth it. Yeah, forget it. I'm not going to... You'll hopefully have Yishuv Adas. You'll calm down in the 3 seconds it takes to get over there. Okay. What about Alamichya? Alamichya. What do you say in Alamichya, though? Uvinei Yushalayim. No? So if you say the reason is iron on the table, maybe benching is only a higher bracha, so they only made the takana by benching. But if the fear is when you hear about Yerushalayim, you're going to stab yourself, so then maybe you could extend it to the Alamechero. Okay, now we'll get you out of this all Chabur in a second. One second. So first, before we get out of here, let me just read you a Torah Tamima, who already sets the stage. Now, a Torah Tamima and Aruch HaShulchan were uncle and nephew. I always forget which way. Someone help me out here. I think one of them was the uncle of the other one. Aruch HaShulchan. I can't remember. Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tamim were related. Their both name was Epstein. I believe it's uncle, maybe it's father's son. I don't know. I'm sorry that I don't know that, but I can't remember. But the Torah Tamim, I'll read you what the Torah Tamim writes. They both attack this halacha. They're very practical, both of them, of course. And the Torah Tamim starts attacking it. He says, look, how far are you going to take this? Let me pull up my Torah Tamim here. Okay. He says, quotes the whole sugya, then he says, "Dimkein, gam belayla ain't tsarich, she'ain binyan beis hamikdash belayla." If you're going with the first reason, I'll give you another nafkamina. Are you going to tell me you can't that maybe you could have a knife on the table when you bench at night? Why? Because are you allowed to build a beis hamikdash at night? No. So there's no problem of the iron issue. Maybe the reason you're going to kill yourself, maybe. But the point is that if you hold that first reason is the main reason, keep it on night as well. He's like, how far do you extend this? He goes, number two, he says, well, you all asked, Lama dafka b'shas birchas hamazon? I don't know, if a table is a shulchan like a mizbeach, so don't have any iron. We should aser iron. Tell your wife, only plastic from now on. See how well that one goes over, yeah? And so it's also very expensive, you know, the fancy plastic. So you're going to cut. No iron. Because why? Mishulchan is a mizbeach. Why would I have any iron on a mizbeach? Question number three says, it's a health reason. No honey on your table. Why? Torah says, well, but you're not going to put honey or shemen, or devash, or yeast, sorry, devash, on mizbeach. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Yeah, so new honey on your table? You just asered honey on the table, because if you really want him, take it to mizbeach. I don't know. I'm just reading what he says. Therefore, he says, elavadai he says we already started to knock it down. I wish I knew who was the father or son, because we'll see which way it went. But already... Oh, you Googled it? What did it say? Archa Shulchan was what? The father?
It doesn't say father. It just says that he was... he died like 6 years before the other guy first published...
Of the Torah Tumimah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming the Archa Shulchan was the father and uncle. Yeah, okay. So the Archa Shulchan was before. Yeah? So the Archa Shulchan... Well, okay, but this is already, wait a minute. So already the Vadai says, Ha'inin ha'shinoi hu rak l'remez ba'alma. This whole kind of idea is a nice idea. It's a hint. Don't take it so seriously. Your table is not really a mizbeach. He says, and there he doesn't say that this is not really halacha, but he says, okay, bizmana beis hamikdash, we wanted to, in order to remind us of the beis hamikdash, so you remove the knife. But really, it's not like such a serious issue. Comes along the Archa Shulchan, and he knocks the whole halacha. First, he goes back and forth with these reasons, left and right. He says, etc. Well, fine. Then he says, also he says, Shabbos and Yomtiv, you know how to be sad. He says, you're not going to come to kill yourself on Shabbos, because how could you have like such a sadness about the Bnei Yerushalayim? It's Shabbos. Fine, I guess you want the cholent. You want cholent for Shabbos? Sure, you're not going to kill yourself by the lunch. Vida. Vida, he says. This is the line of the Chabur you don't want to miss. Vida. Shino. And the last line. Vida. To Achshav. Nowadays. Ain't Rikiwin we Zarbazeh. We're not so, it's not accustomed to care about this halacha. Ve'ein mechasin esakinim b'shas berchas amazim. We don't cover it by benching in general. I don't know. He doesn't really elaborate on the reason. And it says on the bottom, it's a fancy Archa Shulchan they made a couple years ago, is on the bottom of the Archa Shulchan, they added footnotes comparing him to the Mishnah Berurah, because they lived around the same time. He says, what does Mishnah Berurah say about this point? Oh, that it's not knowing nowadays? Because I didn't read it to you, what do you think Mishnah Berurah says?
Nothing.
Well, Mishnah Berurah won't musker dabarzeh. He doesn't say anything about this leniency at all. So Mishnah Berurah would say, you better move your knives off the table. Archa Shulchan would tell you, no, we're not knowing this. I would suggest, you know why we're not knowing about this? I'll tell you why we're not knowing about this. Because today, I was just making sure I didn't go to such a Zionist yeshiva, so I had to check all my Zionist facts with my wife. You know, my Tzioni facts. My wife told me that today, actually, and she Googled it to confirm, today is actually 56 years, exactly to the day in English, or yesterday, actually. Yesterday, when I was praying this Chabura last night. 56 years exactly to the Yom Rishuaim, to the end of the Six-Day War. Right? No? June, in English. June 10th, no? Yeah. I think it was June 10th, yeah? June, I wasn't alive, but today's June 11th. So last night, when I'm preparing the Chabura, as I'm preparing it last night, as it turns to midnight, yeah? But it's June 10th, it's pretty close. 56 years to the day to Yom Rishuaim. And the famous story about Yom Rishuaim is that what? So by Goren, as that's how when they took over the Kotel, he saw everyone was so uplifted and people were crying and davening, etc. And there's one person with the long hair who's by the Kotel and he's crying his brains out. One of his soldiers. Goren goes over to him and says, wow, you seem very, very inspired. Why exactly are you crying? And the man says, I'm crying because I don't know why I should be crying. That's the reason I want to suggest why the Archa Shulchan says, you know why? Because in a gazillion years, no one in this room would take a knife and kill themselves over Bnei Yerushalayim. Because we just don't care. We just don't care enough and don't understand enough why Bnei Yerushalayim is not, well, why it's sad that Yerushalayim is not rebuilt. We just don't have that love. We don't have that desire. As much as we go to Eretz Yisrael, as much as we buy places in Eretz Yisrael, as much as we visit Eretz Yisrael, we support our kids in Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, you know, as much as we love and love and love and love, Lamaisa, we don't have that feeling. We don't have that hergish. We don't have that love of Eretz Yisrael. No matter even if you could be on every single, you know, Tzioni organization, you know, you could be involved. It's just, who are we kidding? We wouldn't take a knife and kill ourselves over Bnei Yerushalayim. And that's a kitrug on us. That's a sadness that we don't have that appreciation. We don't have that love of Eretz Yisrael. What? We don't even do Kriya Kareka. We do Kriya. We have to, oh, annoying. I have to rip my shirt off. It's really annoying. To make sure I get my bad t-shirt to go there that I put on right over right, my bad, the one which is faded that my wife doesn't even let me wear, you know, anymore. So I bring that shirt. That's the shirt you wear when you go see the Kotel, because lest you rip a $40 shirt for Yerushalayim, because we don't care. We don't appreciate. We don't have any love of Yerushalayim anymore. And it's sad. We daven that we should, that this halacha should be meaningful to us at some point again, or it shouldn't be meaningful at all, because we should throw out this all halacha, because Bone Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim should be built in the near future as we go into Shavuos B'Tammuz in 3 weeks. This is a very key halacha to keep in mind. Shkoyach.